Welcome to Baby in Berlin, the podcast for international families in Germany, where we share information and resources about pregnancy, birth, and the early family years. My name is Elodie. I'm a mother of two and a maternity concierge and postpartum doula living in Berlin. My role is to accompany parents on the adventure of having a baby in Germany. I mostly do this through my online course available on babyinberlin.com. I was born in France and I got pregnant shortly after moving to Germany. I came to experience firsthand what it's like to give birth in a foreign country, not knowing what to do and when, and not even speaking the language. I've created this podcast to share my knowledge of the pregnancy and birth system in Germany. I hope you'll enjoy it. Welcome. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of the Baby in Berlin podcast. Today, I'm receiving Christina Krämer, also Dr. Christina Krämer, who's a gynecologist in Stuttgart. She's also the co-founder of Gravida Miga, which is a startup in Stuttgart, providing a number of courses for pregnant women and parents with newborn babies. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Welcome, Christina. Do you want to say a few words?
Yes, thanks for inviting me for this podcast. Yeah, I'm Dr. Christine. I'm living in Stuttgart. I'm an OBGYN and I worked in the delivery room here in Stuttgart for over 10 years. At the moment, I'm working also in the praxis. So I have both sides of an OBGYN life. And I've got three kids myself. And so I know how you feel when you're pregnant with three deliveries. And yeah, as you mentioned, I'm doing Gravida Miga together with my friend Kira Neumann, who's a family coach. Thanks for inviting us to be here.
Welcome. Well, thanks very much for your time. So you just mentioned you're working at your practice and you also work in the hospital. And I think what is really surprising for a number of international couples when they first get pregnant is that their OBGYN that is following up doing the prenatal care in their pregnancy will not be the OBGYN delivering the baby or helping to deliver the baby. So can you explain to us what are the tasks of an OBGYN in Germany and how does that work?
Yeah, of course I can. So on one hand, you have got the OBGYNs working in a praxis, though this is a place you go to for the yearly smear, for example, for the checkups, if you have any issues, any pain, abdominal pain or problems with your breasts. And these are also doing the normal checkups during pregnancy. So you will meet them at least every 4 weeks or later every 2 weeks. And but they're not doing the delivery in the hospital. I must say most are not doing because some OBGYNs also work half time in a hospital where they also do deliveries. But most, over 90% are not doing deliveries. And then, of course, we have the OBGYNs working in the hospitals. They're working there in shifts. So there's an OBGYN in the hospital all the time. And, of course, they're doing operations there. They're doing also checkups, but not the yearly ones, just normal checkups after cancer, after several issues you could have as a woman. And they're supporting the delivery room. And there, of course, they're doing some checkups. There are some, calling hours where you can come to with special problems, special issues in pregnancy. But yeah, for the delivery, they're there. But what you must say, in Germany, the midwives are doing most time of the work during a delivery, and the OBGYNs are only coming to the delivery for about some minutes, so really at the end, or if there are any problems, medical problems, or if there's an issue, then of course they're coming because they're there all the time. But in the room, normally, when there are no problems, they are only there for some minutes, perhaps 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And and of course, they're doing the C-sections if you need to have a C-section.
Okay, interesting. So most OBGYNs who work in a practice, so have their own practice, do not have sort of contracts out to the hospital, don't work shifts in the hospital, don't accompany you to the hospital. So it's kind of a, like you said, for 90% of them, it's kind of either or. Either you have your own practice or you're an employee of the hospital. But very rarely do gynecologists like you have their practice and work in the hospital. And also what I find really, really interesting is what you said about the midwives being able to sort of care for the most of the entire birth process on their own, and the doctor only coming right at the end or when it's actually when there's the serious problem. But otherwise, the midwives are sort of the primary care providers during birth. So that's really interesting. You mentioned before the checkups during pregnancy, but before we get onto that, I think it's really important to talk about female health, like women's health, and about the checkups that one should do. It's very different from country to country. So in Germany, like, how often should a woman visit her gynecologist for normal checkups if she hasn't had any diseases, for example, in the past?
Yeah, so here in Germany, when you are normally insured, normally you should go there latest with 21 years. So from this age on, you should go regularly to the checkups, which take part once a year. So every year, a woman should go to her OBGYN for a checkup. And this never ends. So even if you're over 30, over 40, 50, and so on, just go there once a year. Of course, this can also be more often if you have any issues, but if everything is okay, once a year. And of course, you can also go earlier, before 21, especially to get used to it, if you have questions because of the contraception and so on. So, yearly checkups.
Okay.
And it's always with a smear, a pap smear, until you are 35. There's a yearly pap smear, for example, and the breasts are checked. So it's an all over checkup. So so it's very important to go.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I know it's not it's not a nice part of the year, nice part of the day, but it's definitely super important. So to all the women out there, go and seek out your gynecologist once a year and do it. And so once you're pregnant, so let's say, you know, we have someone listening to this who just found out that they're pregnant. How quickly should they seek out a gynecologist during the pregnancy? And what does the prenatal care look like that you offer?
So the first step when you found out that you're pregnant is to call your OBGYN and make an appointment. So normally this appointment is around the 6th or 7th week of pregnancy. So after 2 or 3 weeks when your period is not coming. Yeah. So the reason for that is that then you can, when you make an internal ultrasound, you can see the heartbeat, you can see an embryo. So you can see more and tell if everything is okay. But of course, when you have any issues, for example, you're feeling sick or you have bleeding, then of course earlier. But normally about the 7th or 8th week, you go to your OBGYN for your first checkup. He will confirm the pregnancy then. And what is also always a question which I am asked, how to decide when is your due date? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I know this is a difference between some countries, and here in Germany we do this with the help of someone called Franz Nägele. I like this name, it's a little bit funny. But the guy found out how to decide when the due date is, and he takes the last or the first day of your last period, and then he takes 7 days off and 3 months off. And then he says, okay, and then the next year, so plus 1 year, you have the due date. So normally the OBGYN is doing this with a computer tool, but all the tools depend on this Nägele thing, what he invented. Of course, this thing deals with 28 days of a normal cycle. Mm. Yeah. So of course one woman has got 31 days, 26 days. So it's a variation there. So because of that, it can always happen that your due date changes. So, for example, your OBGYN, when you come there for the first time in the 7th week or 8th week, he will do an internal ultrasound. And he will look for the length of the baby. So from the top, from the head to the bottom. And this length he will take and he will measure. And then he will see what due date you have. So this is more exact than this calculation with the menstruation date. Yeah. So you always combine in Germany these two things. So the measurement of the baby and the Nägele calculation. And this will be also the first thing which is done in the first appointment with your OBGYN. And he will also make some checkups. He will check your blood for your blood group, for some other things which are important. He will prepare your mother's passport. So this is also something which is important in Germany, this mother's passport, a passport which you take with you, like really a document through the whole pregnancy. And so this is the first appointment. And then you have appointments every 4 weeks mm-hmm. in Germany, except you have some issues and more often. And there will be always the same checkups. Check for the baby, for your weight, for your blood pressure, for your some blood. Sometimes they take blood to have some things there. So it's always the same. And from week 30, around 30, 32 on, you will have the checkup for the heartbeats of the baby. It's called CTG. Where this is a measurement of the heartbeats and the contractions. From then on, you will have checkups every 2 weeks until the due date. And in Germany, you have got 3 ultrasounds normally. It's in the 10th week, the 20th week, and around 30th week, where you have special checkups and where the doctor looks that everything is okay. And what you also have, a glucose tolerance test. So they look if you have diabetes in pregnancy. Mm-hmm. This is about the 24th week to 27th week. And this test is also included in the normal pregnancy appointments. So these are the things you will do with your OBGYN, and you will see him or her a lot of times. So at mm-hmm. first every 4 weeks and every 2 weeks, and after the due dates even every 2 days. So yeah. You will have an intense relationship to your OBGYN.
Yeah, I know that coming from France, it was a real surprise to have so many checkups and so many tests. Not really so many tests, but so many appointments so often. And I remember spending a lot of time at the gynecologist, especially for the glucose tolerance test, check if you have pregnancy diabetes, where you have to go in without having eaten anything. So, and then they take your blood and then you eat like a sugary drink and then they take your blood again just to see how your body reacts to sugar. And your insulin levels and stuff. So that took a long time. And what you mentioned with checking the heartbeat as well from week 32 or 34,
yeah.
that you have to stay laying there for like half an hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's half an hour. Yeah, you're right. So between 20 minutes and half an hour. Yeah, and with the glucose tolerance test, this is a small one exists now in Germany. This is a little bit less time. This is paid by the insurance companies. There you can eat before. So this is good, a relief. Yeah, and then you drink this sugar drink and they take blood from you once. So this is a little bit shorter, and then you have the big one, which is the self-payment thing, which is more, more exact, from the results. And this is the one you told about. I had this too, about 2 hours or 3 hours you had at your OBGYN. Yeah, so this is a long stay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, always bring some time with you when you go in pregnancy, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. And so can you explain to us how the prenatal care, the checkups would work if you also have a midwife who's available? Like, how do you work as a gynecologist together with the midwife? Or even if you don't know her, but if you know that the family has a midwife available, is it all recorded in the Mutterpass, so in the mother's passport, and you communicate through the Mutterpass? Or, you know, how often can people see you versus they can see the midwife?
Yeah, so this is a very, very important point. At first, I just explain in short the role of the midwife in Germany. So at one side, you have a midwife, at the hospital or the place you give birth for the delivery. So normally you can't choose it. So when you are in a hospital, they work in shifts. So you don't book this midwife or know this midwife before. And then you have the system in Germany that you have a postpartum midwife, which takes care of you after birth, takes care of you, looks at your baby, at your breastfeeding and so on. And this midwife, the postpartum midwife, which is paid by the normal health insurance, also can see you before birth. And this is a very good thing because you get to know her, you can trust her, you feel security with her, you get to know how she is thinking. And this is very important also for the postpartum period. And of course, we work with midwives. If a woman has a midwife and the midwife offers also appointments before birth, then it's all documented in the mother's passport. So this is one of the reasons we have this mother's passport, so we can see everything what happened, a checkup by a midwife, a stay in the hospital, and an emergency, and so on. So we are always informed, no matter who looks at it. And the midwife, this depends from midwife to midwife, because we have got a lack of midwives here in Germany, and so they don't have so much time. But normally a midwife can see a pregnant woman every quarter. So every 3 to 4 months, she makes a checkup. And this is normally the first checkup before the 20th week, and then after that, again, a checkup. And this really depends from midwife to midwife. And we really love working with that because this is a holistic point of view, and this gives the woman lots of security, and she can ask the questions and so on. So, it's possible to see a midwife, and she's doing the normal checkups. Of course, not the ultrasounds. So, as I mentioned, 3 ultrasounds. So this is at the OBGYN. But for example, she makes a normal checkup in between, checking the cervix length, the growth of the uterus, if there is a vaginal infection, and so on. This can all be done by a midwife. Yeah. This must not be done by a doctor.
Yeah. And I find it's also really comfortable for the pregnant women at the end of pregnancy that they don't have to go out of their house to go and see the gynecologist, maybe take the you know, public transport, etc. But that the midwife a lot of time comes to their house. So when you have a big belly, it's definitely a plus point. And can you tell us a little bit about where people can give birth in Germany? So what are the options? Is it just hospital or?
Yeah, of course, hospital. Most women give birth in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as I said, there are OBGYNs, midwives available working in shifts. So you have a full care 24 hours a day. And of course, you can give birth in a midwife delivery room. Lots of hospitals, especially in bigger towns, offer this. We have got one in Stuttgart, and then as I know, Berlin has it too. So this is called Hebammenkreissaal in German. So a very complicated word. But this means that in this delivery room, which is located in the hospital, yeah, only midwives work, so you have no doctor. So and also there's no invasive, yeah, things. So like an epidural or so on. So it's more a natural approach. So women can give birth there. But if there are any complications or any issues, within seconds there's a whole normal hospital staff there and can take care of this woman. So this is a very good thing if you're not sure and you feel insecure to deliver at home. So this is a good middle thing, yeah, to have it. But what you must know, you must pre-register in this midwife delivery rooms, because of course not every woman can deliver there. You must have a normal pregnancy without any complications to deliver in there. So you should definitely get in contact with them and pre-register there. For hospital, you must not pre-register, you just go in. But for the midwife delivery room, you have to pre-register. You have also to pre-register if you want to go to a birth center. It's called Geburtshaus in German. This is a birth center where only midwives work, so no doctors. It's a very natural approach there. It's again one step over the home birth. So you are in a special room with all the equipment, but you don't have any medical help. So yeah, you can give birth there. And if there are any problems, you must go to a hospital. So this is not located in a hospital. Mm-hmm. And yes, so this is also an option. But also there you must, I think, register in Stuttgart very early, because we only have one here. So I don't know how it's in Berlin. But
yeah, we have quite a few, but there's it's also very difficult to get in. Yeah. So if you want to give birth in the Geburtshaus, you have to register pretty much as soon as you pee on the stick and you're
pregnant. Yeah, it's the same here. The same here. So about the 12th week, you should latest go there.
At the very latest. I would say in Berlin, it's like 6 to 7 weeks pregnant. So you probably haven't even seen a heartbeats,
and then of course we have the home birth, the Hausgeburt. So you give birth at home. For this you need a special midwife. You can't take all midwives for that. Only some midwives are doing it, so it's also something you must organize very early in pregnancy. And
and something you have to organize yourself, which I think not everyone knows. It's like if I want, I'll give birth at home, but you kind of have to organize to have a home birth midwife.
Yeah. And that's not easy to find,
Nope.
And if you, what you can always do if you want this, you don't want to stay in a hospital, you don't want to have this hospital atmosphere, then you can also think of an outpatient birth. So this is called Ambulante Entbindung, and this is possible in all hospitals in Germany. So you go to a hospital, give birth. If you have no complications, you tell them, I want an outpatient birth. And then after some hours staying in the delivery room, you just go home. What is important there, that you organize the second examination of the baby, the U2 it's called. So it's about after 72 hours after birth. There you must go to your pediatrician and you must organize this again. Again, this is organization, that you find a place where you can go with your small baby, because you're not in the hospital then, because this U2 is normally done in the hospitals.
Yeah, and obviously it helps if you have also a postpartum midwife who can take care of you and visit you as soon as you come back.
Definitely a must-have for that outpatient birth, I would say. Yeah, if it's especially if it's your first child. Yeah. So I think these are the places you can choose in Germany. What I always say, and what is so important also for our Gravid Amiga approach, is that you really hear to your soul and to your heart. And you choose something where you find comfortable with, where you find, where you can let it go, where you can be yourself, you and your partner, where you can be in a bubble, where you can just do your birth experience. So please don't listen to others. I know it's hard because everyone is telling you her or his opinion, but the most important thing is that you, your partner and your baby, all of you three, are feeling secure and welcome. And so choose the place you will give birth to with your heart. This is the most important thing for a good birth experience.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I just want to say on the outpatient birth thing, this is an option that a lot of people don't consider because they don't think that they're allowed to go home.
Yes.
Because as soon as you're in the hands of doctors and hospitals and like really no offense meant, but people kind of like relinquish their power and kind of think, well, they tell us when we can go home. Whereas actually if everything is fine, right? I mean, if you've had a C-section, it's probably not advisable to go home straight away.
I would not go.
But if everything did go well, it's a good option. And especially in times of COVID, where the visiting hours are so reduced and your partner may only be able to visit like 1 hour a day, it's so much nicer to be at home if you can. So,
Yes, definitely. Yeah, you can also see I think perhaps you link our website later under this podcast or you can just look at the Gravid Amiga website. We have got a blog there, and on the blog is also written, for example, outpatient birth and what you need for it, what you must prepare and so on. So this is worth to read if you think of that. And then you can always decide spontaneously how the birth is going on and if you do it or not. But it's better to be prepared. And I also love this idea of this outpatient birth if everything is okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so after one has given birth, what does the postnatal checkups look like? How quickly do mothers have to go and see the gynecologist, and what do they have to prepare for the postpartum?
Normally the postpartum period is about 6 to 8 weeks. It's defined that this is a period where you have bleeding. To be honest, more seldom to have 8 weeks bleeding. This is not normal. So most women have got about 3-4 weeks bleeding, and there's only much bleeding first week, first 10 days, and then it's less than a period, and at the end only smearing. But this time period is this postpartum period, which is a special time. And there, for example, your midwife will come and check you, and if you don't have any medical issues, you go to your OBGYN after 6 to 8 weeks, so at the end of this period. Of course, you can always go to your OBGYN if you have any questions, especially, for example, lots of women don't know it, if you breastfeed and want to pump. In Germany, we have the opportunity to get a receipt for a pump, a milk pump, electric milk pump, a very good one. So you can get it from your OBGYN, and then you go to the pharmacy and get the milk pump for rent. Mm-hmm. So this is much, much cheaper than buying one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you get the really, really expensive big ones, which is very comfortable. So for example, for that, you can always call your OBGYN. You must not even go there. You can send your husband and he can get it. So if you have any issues, you can always contact your OBGYN, but normally after 6 to 8 weeks. And what also starts after 6 to 8 weeks is perhaps your postpartum recovery course, which is so important. And I know that lots of countries don't have it like that. Mm-hmm. So this is a course where a specialist is telling you or showing you exercises to reconnect your brain with your pelvic floor and your muscles. Yeah. And it's so important because you can't do it with YouTube videos. You must have someone telling you what to do, what to feel, so that you get a feeling of your whole female area again. Yeah. And so this is very important. And you should not start with normal sports before that course. So you should do this postpartum recovery with your special exercises, and then after that, follow up the normal sports. So in the first 6 weeks, there are only light exercises, special exercises for your well-being, but it's not sports. So sports is only after doing this postpartum recovery course.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll put a link in the show notes of the episode to the Gravida Media website. But you do offer loads of courses at Gravida Media for the postpartum recovery, so pelvic floor recovery,
yes,
and all kinds of calls with community as well, walks with mothers around the Stuttgart area, which I find really nice. So is there anything that I haven't mentioned that you want to talk about that you're doing?
The pre-birth. I'm doing birth preparation courses in English. So we are all doing it in English. I'm doing birth preparation courses online also and in person here in Stuttgart. One-to-one and in a group, so all is possible. We're doing workshops about solids, about child safety, about sleeping, baby sleep, about breastfeeding. We have a breastfeeding course online and in a live session. Child care course also was combined with a live session. So you see a lot of courses, and of course the postpartum recovery. Yeah.
So valuable, so much stuff. So, if you guys have any questions about this or are in the pregnancy, it's like the right time to look it up and, to have a look at what Gravida Media offers, because there's so many good courses on there. So it's really good.
Thank you.
Christina Doctor. it was really insightful, and I think that a lot of the listeners will get a lot of information and value out of this conversation. So thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me, or us, I must say. I'm always together with Kira. We really, really love to help pregnant women and women after birth. We know how you feel when you're in a foreign country and perhaps are not so clear with the German language. So, it's coming from our hearts. And if you have any issues, any questions, really contact us, write us a mail, and we try to find help for you and try to find a solution. Great. Thank you for inviting.
That's Libby. Amazing. Thank you. Thanks, Christina. Thanks, Doctor. Cheers.
Cheers.
For more information about my services and courses, go to babyinberlin.com. Sound and music by David Nichols. Thank you all for listening. See you on the next episode.